The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today, public testimony starts around noon for the South Carolina House's first committee hearing on abortion legislation. The meeting will be in the Blight Room on the State House grounds. Streaming will take place, so again, you can watch at schouse.gov. We talked with Representative John McCravey yesterday, who's chairing today's meeting, and he told us that there will likely be more hearings to come. At this point, though, we're not quite sure of what the Senate plans are. So I thought, well, let's just go to let's spend a few minutes with our friend in Spartanburg, Senator Josh Kimbrell, and get an update on where the South Carolina Senate is headed. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well. Hope you had a great 4th.
I sure did. Thank you. Let's start, if you would, Senator, with a quick summary of where we are, or what you understand that South Carolina House Committee, the hearing today, and what's the next step for the state Senate? What are you guys going to be doing, and when do you expect to possibly have hearings of your own?
Well, so for starters, the House appointed a special committee, which is, you just mentioned, John McCravey's chairing up in the House, and I know Representative McCravey worked well with him. They've appointed a special committee to address this before it goes to the Judiciary Committee. The Senate, we have not appointed a separate committee. This will go through the normal committee process. Typically, legislation related to abortion issues goes through the Medical Affairs Committee. My assumption is that's where we probably are going to start, although there's several versions of the legislation filed in the Senate. Some of those carry some pretty stiff penalties, which could force it over in the judiciary. But I expect committee meetings to begin later in the summer. We're going to all reconvene the entire General Assembly in September to deal with the whatever comes out of committee. So I would imagine in the next number of weeks here, we start to see the Senate committees take up various proposals. And here's where we are with those. So I've introduced, along with my friend Larry Grooms of Berkeley, a piece of legislation that would essentially eliminate every abortion in the state, with the exception of life of the mother. But it doesn't contain some of the penalties that a version introduced by Senator Cash does. Let me explain the difference.
Okay.
So I think the goal of the Republican caucus in the Senate is to end elective abortions for birth control purposes in this state. We understand that there are going to be exemptions for things like life of the mother if there's an ectopic pregnancy or there's something like that that's medical that has nothing to do with abortion for birth control. Obviously, that'll be exempted. But in terms of everything else, unless it's life of the mother or emergency procedure, we're looking to eliminate abortion in the state. Now, the version that Senator Grooms and I have introduced does not charge a mother with murder. It doesn't charge the Uber driver who might drive a woman to a clinic in Asheville, for example, with RICO or some kind of crime. The reason being is we could open – if you go into too many penalties, you can get really down the rabbit hole, in which case I think constitutional challenges will come.
Yeah.
So Senator Cash introduced a bill that, with respect to my colleague, has so many penalties in it. I read it, and I've been asked, well, why haven't you co-sponsored that version yet? Well, because there's so many penalties in it that if you're an Uber driver in Greenville and you take a young woman to Asheville and you don't ask her why and she ends up at Planned Parenthood, under this bill, you could be charged with trafficking. You could be charged with RICO or some kind of racketeering charge. Well, I think that's heavy-handed. You're going to have a lot of people getting arrested or charged under dubious circumstances. I'm just not comfortable with that.
Sure.
But I am comfortable with making sure we eliminate abortions for birth control, and I think that's what we all share. Senator Cash and I share that goal. So those are going to be competing versions of legislation in the Senate. But at the end of the day, Joey, it may be a moot point because we may end up dealing with what the House does. Since the House committee is already meeting, typically, we if something comes out of the House first, we may take that up. So I think you've got two or three bites of the apple in the Senate in terms of the competing bills I just described, and the bill that's come from that probably will come from the House, maybe faster than we even do it. So I believe you're going to have whichever way you dice it, whether it's a House bill or a Senate bill that ultimately is taken up on the floor of the Senate, I have every confidence we're going to go further than the heartbeat bill, and we're going to go back to essentially say that any abortion in this state that's not related to life of the mother is going to be concluded. And I think that's the right call. We're in 2022. There's no reason. All these arguments you hear from folks who say, well, we don't want people to be forced to carry a pregnancy. Well, first off, a baby is an individual person, a separate life. But secondly, there are a whole lot of ways now to prevent pregnancy that have nothing to do with abortion. And so we don't need abortion to prevent for people to engage in family planning. And that's a lame excuse in my view. And so we're going to stop that. Well, life of the mother, we're certainly going to take that into consideration, where no one's going to force a mother to sacrifice her life or put her in danger. But anything about trying to just make your life more convenient because you didn't take necessary steps, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. And, you know, I mentioned a minute ago as we were headed into our segment together, one of the provisions in one of the bills, and I think it's probably Senator Cash's bill, that would make it illegal for a young woman to travel from South Carolina to another state. And I got a lot of response back on our text line here. Dan in Pendleton, for example, said, Joey, it's possible to load a bill up with so many restrictions that it ends up getting tied up in court and therefore ineffective and unenforceable. I got a lot of comments like that. Patty said, I don't want our state government to prohibit the crossing of state lines for women seeking abortion. That restricts their freedom to travel, among other rights, even though Patty is totally opposed to abortion. And I think that these listeners are right that if you add too many restrictions, you almost do pass a law that's unenforceable, don't you?
Yeah, Joey, that's why I said I support a bill with Senator Grooms that eliminates abortion, but I didn't support Senator Cash's because, again, respectfully to Senator Cash, you can go so far that you end up destroying your entire purpose. And first off, let's just take that scenario of a young woman traveling state lines. Do I think it's good for a woman to go to Asheville or, you know, assuming North Carolina leaves abortion in place or wherever, to get an abortion? Of course I don't think that's good. But how are you going to enforce that? You can put state troopers at every entrance and exit into the state and check the car. I mean, that starts to become like East Germany kind of thing. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do that. First off, you're dealing interstate commerce. It'll be struck down by a court within 5 minutes, even though the court's overturned Roe. That's nothing to do with abortion. You're talking about freedom to travel now. And the reason I'm concerned with some of the penalties, look, he did take out the idea of charging a mother with murder. That was a non-starter for me because we spent 50 years of Democrats trying to tell a woman, well, it's your body, do what you want. Well, okay, I don't agree with that, but for 50 years you told women that, now you're going to charge them with murder. That's not good. Senator Cash took that part out. But again, the provisions in there are so broad that if you're an Uber driver that takes a girl from Greenville or Spartanburg to Asheville and you don't ask why, and she ends up at Planned Parenthood, you might be charged with a felony. Well, that's too far. You can't do that. You can't make it to where an Uber driver can't pick up a young lady. That's going to be, again, constitutionally dubious at best. I don't have any problem with charging a doctor who knowingly violates the law. If you're a doctor and we pass a prohibition on abortions for birth control and you perform an abortion knowingly, illegally, I have no problem with that medical license being stripped or there being charges filed. That's where I support some charges. But this idea of charging Uber drivers and people driving across state lines or dads who talk to their daughters, no, we can't go too far. We don't need to make the mistake the Democrats do and overplay our hand. We need to eliminate abortion, but we don't need to eliminate freedom in every other way in the process. We can't do that.
Right, exactly. And you know, this is going to happen. Yesterday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order to take steps to defend, in his words, the reproductive health services and rights of North Carolinians. Planned Parenthood has already said that one-third of patients in North Carolina this week have come from out of state. They're projecting 10,000 people crossing state borders into North Carolina. And guess where most of them are coming from? South Carolina, according to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's discouraging that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. You're going to have states that are going to allow for abortions too. You're going to have that. What I don't want is for South Carolina to do it. I want our conscience to be clear in the defense of human life. I do believe that what we just did with the heartbeat bill is a great step forward. I do think we have to go further and stop birth control abortions in this state. That's just reality. I don't have any problem with defending life of the mother. And Joey, I don't know. There may be other people try to add some restrictions or some exemptions to a piece of legislation. We'll have to see what those look like when they come forward. I don't tend to support them as a general rule. But I understand that there are certain extraneous circumstances people want to look at. But at the end of the day, my goal is to make sure that in this state, we're not having people go get abortions for convenience. We're not sacrificing human life on the altar of convenience whenever there's a lot of ways to non-abortively deal with preventing pregnancy. Look, I've said this on radio interviews before. I don't mean to be too TMI express here, but I will tell you, my wife and I have been married for, you know, going on 5-6 years. We're not celibate, and we haven't had another child at this point. And we've never had an abortion. There's ways to do it. It's called birth control pills. They've been around for about 50, 60 years. You know, you can do that and still not have an abortion. I think that's the message that needs to be sent, is that we're going to support families. We're going to support children and young women. And we're going to support families' ability to make determinations about the future of their family. But we're not going to do it with abortion. We're just not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, and Senator, on our guest line, Senator Josh Kimbrell, what I have been saying since we learned of the decision of the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade, now is the time more than ever that we jump in and we support these groups who are supporting these young women, like the Carolina Pregnancy Center in Spartanburg. Yesterday, I asked Representative McCravey if he played golf. Now, I know you play because I've seen some photos of you out on the golf course. And, you know, the Carolina Pregnancy Center, they're having their annual golf tournament coming up in October. So I'm putting together a team. You want to join my team in October to help this group out?
I'd love to. Yeah, I do play golf, and I'd love to play with you. And I'll tell you what, I'll sponsor another team. If you want to sponsor a team, I'll sponsor a team. Pull them up together, and we'll all play together.
There you go. That's what we need to do, because we got to get behind these organizations who are out there in the field now, whose jobs are more important than ever, as we head into this new period of history. So, Senator Josh Kimbrell, thank you again for what you're doing. We'll stay in touch with you as we make our way through the summer. But bottom line is, I'm assuming that we're probably expecting you guys to do something in the fall, right?
Certainly in September. I believe before we get to October, we will have taken final action. Legislation will be signed, and we'll defend life in this state. And then we'll do what you said, be pro-life in every way and support these families through places like CPC, and we'll do the right thing in this state, Joey.
Yep. Senator Josh Kimbrell, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.